Ask the Expert on The Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Personalised care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Irish mortgage rates are on average the fifth highest across the 19 states of the Eurozone. Now, there's a new flex mortgage with Avant and the ECB rate is now 2%. So where will that lead Irish interest rates for mortgages to go? I'm joined by Sean Corbett, Director of SYS Mortgages. Do you call it SYS or do you like SYS?
SYS.
SYS, to answer all of your mortgage questions. Sean, good morning.
Morning.
Now, tell me about Avant and this new arrival. Who are they?
Well, Avant, Bank Inter, they're a big presence. They've been in Ireland for over 20 years now, and they're making headway in the mortgages. They were famous for their 1.95 rate fixed back in the 2020, but now they've brought out a new Flex product. So
now, what does Flex mean? Is it like a tracker?
They don't like to refer to it as a tracker. It's a variable rate mortgage, but it tracks the Euribor rate with a margin.
Is that? Explain that.
Euribor is the rate that banks lend to each other. So, and typically it would follow the European Central Bank when they bring down their rates. So it's great news because it's the one product out there that does guarantee a reduction should the Euribor rate come down.
So this Euribor rate, is their flexi rate then at that rate plus
0.9%?
0.9.
Or 1.1 if it's 90% borrowing.
Okay, but it's fixed at that 0.9 or the 1.1.
Absolutely.
So you look at the Euribor rate and you'll know precisely what this flex rate is going to be.
And even better news, when you draw down your mortgage, they lock that rate in for a full year. So that rate won't change for a year. But that rate now currently is less than 3%. So a rate I haven't seen since 2022. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going to happen with the ECB? Are rates likely to fall a bit more? And what might that do to the Euribor?
Yeah, I think there were strong indications from the last ECB meeting that the last rate drop could be it. But I do see maybe 0.25 of another drop between now and the end of the year because inflation looks like it's under control. Yeah. So
if the ECB drops by another quarter of 1%, what will happen to the Euribor? Because that's bank to bank.
Yeah, typically it should drop. So I do see that that rate currently being offered by Avant dropping further.
Now, the problem is you can't see the future. So therefore, Harold Macmillan's famous phrase, events, dear boy, events. Yeah. You don't know what will happen to the global economy, the price of oil, et cetera, et cetera. That might change everything. So would your advice be grab this very low, under 3% rate while you can?
Absolutely. It's fixed in. The great thing about that product is, and I don't work for Avant, it's locked in for a year. So you know where you're at for a year, but there's no penalties for getting out of it. So if rates started to go sky high, you could actually jump into another fixed rate with Avant or another provider.
When did they launch this?
They launched it about a month and a half ago.
So were there crisis meetings in the boardrooms of Bank of Ireland and AIB and PTSB when they saw this offer on the table? Because it's far more attractive than what they're putting on the table.
It is, but the three main banks still have 92% of the mortgage market. So they don't seem too fussed by what any other lender seems to be doing at the moment because they have enough business. The problem is, Pat, we just haven't got enough banks in this country.
Okay, so what is the best available from those so-called pillar banks?
You've got rates of 3.1, 3.45. So they're thereabouts on fixed rates. But they are very biased towards people to borrow 250 plus. And then you get the best rates. And they've got green products. But they're starting at around about 3%.
Okay, then nothing less than 3%, whereas no. Avant are currently with their Flexi product.
Absolutely. They're the only lender currently in Ireland who've offered a product less than 3%.
Now, what about what you have to have? Do you have to have savings with Avant? Do you have to, before you get the mortgage, you have to have a certain, according to the central bank, deposit anyway?
No, you just need to fit their criteria. All banks use their own, what we call, lender calculators. They take into account your personal circumstances. Yes, they do. They do look for sort of higher earners, really. And typically, a good bet for Avant is somebody who's borrowing up to 80% loan to value.
Up to 80%. So
yeah.
They're not looking for the 90% first timers, are they?
They are if you have certain income criteria. So not the they're really a bank that's looking at 80% loan to value.
How easy is the process now of getting a mortgage? I mean, how automated is it?
It's getting easier, i.e. ourselves. We've been 100% paperless for a long time now, and banks typically are going paperless. And it depends on workflow. Avant are extremely quick. Newer Money, groundbreaking when they came to the market there. And they do everything, i.e. you can get a mortgage offer in almost 4 hours, believe it or not, once you submit all the paperwork to them.
Okay, so that's the criteria that you have to fulfill, is having all of that paperwork to hand. Absolutely. And get what do? You email it in, or
you put it up. Typically, a broker would have a good platform that operates 24/7. You do a bit of heavy lifting, i.e. you provide your bank statements, proof of ID, proof of income, and so on. And then when a broker deems that your mortgage is ready, the application goes into whichever lender you typically would choose with your broker, i.e. depending on what you're looking for, whether it's cash back, whether it's fixed rate, whether it's a variable product that's less than 3%.
Now, tell me what difference over the life, say, of a 20-year mortgage would those fractions of 1% make if you've got 2.8 or 2.9 versus 3.1 or 3.2?
A big difference. And that's where it's an important discussion to have, whether mortgages can be taken out up to 35 years, but have a monthly budget in mind, because by cutting your mortgage by 5 years, say, or making overpayments, you can save a lot of money on interest over the period of time.
Now, can you, on this Flexi from Avant, can you actually pay in more without any penalty? Do you get full value for that extra payment?
Absolutely. And that's the great thing about that product, is it's coming with as much overpayments as you want. So you're not tied to 10 or 20% of the outstanding balance every year. You can make as much overpayments as you want.
Yeah, because obviously if banks can prolong the mortgage as much, they make more money, basically.
Absolutely, and I've seen that recently. The pillar banks seem to be trying to hold on to their customers, which they weren't before, but now they're typically trying to price and give you a good deal to stick with them.
Some of the questions coming in. I'm in a personal insolvency arrangement until next year. My mortgage is with a vulture fund. Can I possibly have it moved to a regular bank?
You can. Newer Money and ICS would be your typical go-to. And even if you're, as long as you've behaved yourself for the last 5 years is the typical criteria there, i.e. if they've given you an arrangement, even if it's reduced payments, but you've kept that arrangement for 5 years, then yes, you can.
My son and husband, ex-partner, handed back the keys to their house around 18 years ago and no help from the bank. He was 21 at the time, but he's now married with two young children. He's self-employed, very good job, so has his wife, but he cannot get a mortgage because of his history. Any suggestions?
First thing I do is go to the Central Credit Register and get your credit report. It's free. And then take it from there. Go to a broker who can read these reports for you, and then potentially, depending on what your credit file looks like, but typically, yeah, if there's still a black mark on your credit file to do with losing a property, complete nightmare.
Complete nightmare.
Absolute nightmare.
You can never get forgiveness.
No, and it's a shame, because things happen in the past, but hey, banks don't want to seem to forgive you for it, unfortunately.
And they have been forgiven many of their own sins, it has to be said.
100%.
All right, Sean Corbett, Director of SYS Mortgages, thank you very much for joining us in studio. And that's pretty much all we have time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by GoLoud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show. Congratulations.